There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.
Now, I know that you've had your share of politicians speaking out, courting your support at election time, and then disappearing, as if your lives and your rights are just a political bargaining chip. Well, those who know me know that's not me. I've been fighting alongside you and others for equal rights, and I'm just getting warmed up.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton speaking recently to Human Rights Campaign. What's this group, and why is it necessary that she court, along with so many other politicians, its support and the support of its supporters? We're going to be responding to some of the things that presidential candidate Hillary Clinton had to say at this speech to Human Rights Campaign. Joining us to do so on this Tuesday afternoon, October the 6th, Dr. John Eastman is professor of law and community service at Chapman University in Orange, California, and he's chairman of the board of the National Organization for Marriage. Dr. Eastman, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks very much for having me back on your show.
What is Human Rights Campaign, and why is it necessary for Hillary Clinton to seek their political support?
Well, it's I think the leading lesbian, gay, transgendered, bisexual rights organization in the country. They're very well funded, and they have a very aggressive agenda to normalize homosexual conduct and basically shut down anybody that disagrees with them. And I think it's important for Hillary because this has become kind of the mainstay of the Democrat Party these days, and very important that she, from the Democrat nomination point of view, be fully on board with their agenda and promise to support it. And she's did that with her speech, and she's done it. She did it as her time as Secretary of State as well.
I'd like you to respond to a few things that Senator Clinton had to say there in her speech. Here she is laying out what she thinks the landscape is like currently for LGBTQ persons.
I wish that all the progress that we've made was so secure and so deeply ingrained in our laws and our values that we didn't have to keep constantly defending it. But we're not there yet. There are still public officials doing everything in their power to interfere with your rights. There are still too many places where lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans are targeted for harassment and violence. It's outrageous that in 2015 you can still be fired for being gay, you can still lose your home for being gay, you can even be denied a wedding cake for being gay. And this kind of discrimination goes against everything we stand for as a country.
A couple questions here, Dr. Eastman. Why is it that in spite of all their political and judicial victories, it still sounds like she wants to paint a rather scary picture for her supportive audience here?
Well, because, you know, that's how you raise money from these groups. But look, this is not about anti-discrimination laws anymore. This is about forcing people to bend the knee to an agenda to say things that are inherently immoral are in fact normal and moral. And that's the issue. Nobody is being deprived of a cake. What people are saying is, don't force me to celebrate a union that I think is contrary to the morality of our human nature, both revealed to us by nature and nature's God. And it's the forced acceptance and condoning of a lifestyle and conduct that many people find morally reprehensible that is now the next step in their agenda. There can be no opposition to their agenda, and they've made that patently clear, and Hillary Clinton made it clear in her speech as well. Her falsely chastising Kentucky County Clerk Kim Davis for, quote, violating the law. In fact, nothing of the kind was going on. And it's rich coming from Hillary Clinton, who seems to violate the law every time she turns around. But the fact of the matter is the law in the books in Kentucky said that religious objectors are required to get an accommodation, and the courts were refusing to give Kim Davis the accommodation she sought, which is simply not to have her name on the license that was being issued. And so this is no longer about equal treatment. This is about compelling people to violate their core religious beliefs and other sincerely held beliefs in order to sign on to an agenda and claim that things are not true are true.
Well, the irony here, one more of the question on that, seems to be that the people who are really getting discriminated against, sometimes even having fines, very heavy fines levied against them, are those who are objecting to same-sex marriage.
That's right. And this is, you know, people think that this movement arose out of the live and let live or love and let love movements of the 1960s, and it's not. It's a very fascist movement that forces a viewpoint on other people that disagree, and there's no room for disagreement, because if you disagree, then you must necessarily be a bigot or a homophobe. I mean, how many times have we heard that? And it's false, and yet this is the narrative that keeps being pushed out there by people like the HRC, whose former chairman, by the way, was engaged in sex with underage boys. I mean, this is a preposterous organization, and yet it's the mainstay stream of the Democrat Party these days.
Congress must pass the Federal Equality Act, and that law would finally outlaw discrimination against LGBT people, basically everywhere, in employment, housing, public education, public accommodations, access to federal funding and credit, and in the jury system. It's a great, noble piece of legislation that deserves to become the law of the land. As president, I will fight for it.
What is the Federal Equality Act, Dr. Eastman?
Well, yeah, no, so here's the problem. It's LGBT. And so what that means in practice is that if a man who says he feels like a woman today wants to walk into your 12-year-old daughter's restroom at the local pool, you can't complain about it. And this is the kind of nonsense that's being put forward as anti-discrimination prohibitions. It's nonsense, and it completely undermines any notion of morality and privacy, and it undermines any ability of a business to choose who they would prefer to do business with. And it's a real government-mandated imposition to ratify and condone and accept and indeed celebrate a radical leftist agenda.
Now, it sounds as though contrary to what we were told prior to the Supreme Court's decision, this isn't stopping with the legalization of same-sex marriage nationwide.
No, we're finding challenges to age of consent rules because a good portion of this movement seeks to remove age of consent so they can have sex with teenage boys. We're finding challenges to bans on polygamous rules. We're finding challenges to degree of consanguinity, first cousins or even closer relations being allowed to marry. And we're finding an even greater openness and candor that this really wasn't about getting the right to marriage at all, but is about destroying the institution of marriage, which stands as a pretty strong bulwark against unlimited and omnipotent government. And so all of these things are kind of lining up together, and it is a systematic effort to destroy the natural nature of the institution of the family, and therefore that cornerstone of civil society that teaches us how we can rely on ourselves rather than on government.
Here is Hillary Clinton addressing Human Rights Campaign on the issue of LGBTQ rights in the military.
And I will continue the fight for LGBT people in our armed services. Don't Ask, Don't Tell is over, but that doesn't change the fact that more than 14,000 men and women were forced out of the military for being gay, some long before Don't Ask, Don't Tell even existed. Many were given less than honorable discharges. I can't think of a better way to thank those men and women for their service than by upgrading their service records and making sure they get the honorable discharge they deserve.
Dr. Eastman, what's your response there?
Well, so she's trying to confuse things by misleading people. Nobody was ever drummed out of the service for, quote, being gay. The prohibition was on engaging in homosexual conduct at a time when it was felonious conduct. It was a violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice and what have you. And so what she's saying is that we ought to issue an amnesty for people that committed felonies while they were in the military service and give them honorable discharges and full benefits. And, you know, think about what that means. And the other thing that's going on is ever since the Obama administration has aggressively pushed forward a homosexual rights agenda in the military, male-on-male sexual assaults have skyrocketed, and nobody talks about that. But we know it's true, and we know, you know, the data is there, and hopefully the next presidential administration will take a serious look at this rather than looking through an agenda-driven set of rose-colored glasses. To advance it. And by the way, Hillary Clinton is also responsible for an aggressive cultural imperialism against African countries, re-diverting funds that our Congress appropriated for anti-poverty and anti-AIDS programs to, in fact, aggressively pushing gay rights organizations to intrude on those countries and impose our agenda or their agenda on these African countries. Countries that don't want it, and using a threat of cutting off U.S. aid or refusing to participate in military exercises against terrorist organizations, such as happened in Uganda, if these countries continue to adhere to the view that homosexual sodomy is fundamentally unhealthy and immoral. And this is something that started on Hillary Clinton's watch as Secretary of State, and she's proud of it. That we're diverting money from anti-malaria programs to advance the homosexual rights agenda in African countries. It's preposterous.
When we come back, we'll have one more cut from Hillary Clinton's address to a gay rights advocacy group, Human Rights Campaign, talking about the need for the movement to stay united. Dr. John Eastman is our guest, professor of law and community service at Chapman University in Orange, California. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
In my family, education means cultivating wisdom and virtue by teaching what is good, true, and beautiful. Memoria Press makes this type of education possible with their classical Christian curriculum. Characterized by simplicity, quality, and affordability, Memoria Press gives my children a rich classical education. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Hi, I'm Pastor Steve Shave, director of LCMS Urban and Inner City Mission. Our inner cities and Mission Field USA are groaning for the gospel. At Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, October 12th through 14th, we will present Stand Firm in the City, an urban ministry conference with great speakers and discussions. For information on Stand Firm in the City, call 260-452-2204 or check out ctsfw.edu/urbanministryconference2015.
Do you have a hard time finding Christian greeting cards and gifts that aren't either sappy or theologically suspect? Ad Crucem offers the perfect combination of art and the truth of the Scriptures with beautiful and reverent greeting cards and gifts. Deliver the true comfort of the gospel, Christ crucified for sinners, to family and friends with Ad Crucem. ADCRUCEM.com. Confessing the faith through art and word. AdCrucem.com.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows,
but not for issues, etc. Issues, etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues, etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
I'm running for president to stand up for the fundamental rights of LGBT Americans and all Americans. That's a promise from one HRC to another.
Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton speaking recently to a gay rights advocacy group, Human Rights Campaign. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Dr. John Eastman is our guest, professor of law and community service at Chapman University in Orange, California, chairman of the board for the National Organization for Marriage. You can find out more about the National Organization for Marriage at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. I had one other piece of audio here I wanted you to respond to, Dr. Eastman. This is a little bit of a rallying call, kind of a pep talk for the troops on the issue of staying united from Hillary Clinton.
So the stakes in this election are high for the country. They're high for so much of what we believe in and the progress we want to continue to make. It can be undone. President Obama's executive actions can be rescinded. The next president may get 3 Supreme Court justice appointments. We could lose the Supreme Court, and then there'd be a whole new litigation strategy coming from those who oppose marriage equality. We have got to stay focused, stay united. You deserve a president who will bring people together, who won't leave anyone behind. That is what I will do, because I know from my own personal experience, the folks on the other side, you got to give them credit. They never quit. Their persistence is admirable, although it is hard to believe what they use it for.
What's your response there, Dr. Eastman?
Well, you know, elsewhere in the speech, she said that she would cut off funding to any organization that continued to adhere to the view that marriage is an institution of a man and a woman, that you wouldn't be eligible to participate in contracts or government programs. So she's not purporting to represent all Americans. She's representing kind of the radical fringe of an aggressive agenda to try and push it on everybody else and force everybody else to go along with it or not participate in the normal things of governance. So if you're an adoption agency, you've got to throw your beliefs off if you're going to continue to provide adoption services. All of these things that she has claimed to be, this is not representing all of the country. This is representing a certain faction of the country to the detriment of everybody else and to the destruction of the institution of marriage. It's not marriage equality. I mean, when you use the word equality to talk about things that are similar in nature, these two institutions, these two kinds of relationships could not be more different in nature if one understands the nature of marriage. And that's the fight we're having. What is the nature of marriage? Is it an arrangement between any two adults to do whatever they want for any purpose, or is it an arrangement tied to our human nature, our complementarity of male and female, with an intensely procreative purpose at its core? And that's the only reason governments got involved in the marriage business in the first place. And so what they're trying to do is unravel that and destroy it by pretending it is as something else that it's not. And that's the core of this.
Dr. John Eastman is professor of law and community service at Chapman University in Orange, California, and he's chairman of the board for the National Organization for Marriage. Again, you can find a link to that at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. When we come back, we'll talk with Mary Carner, a registered nurse in Connecticut and daughter of the late Dr. Maggie Carner. She's authored a recent column for The Federalist titled, "My Mom Just Died of Brain Cancer. Here is Why She Opposed Assisted Suicide." We'll be right back.
not only does our church need men right now, but the world needs men who will proclaim the gospel in its purity.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Peter Scare, Associate Professor of New Testament at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
If when you go to sleep at night, you're thinking about it, my experience with it is this, is that thought won't go away. So if you're going to bed at night thinking about following our Lord and becoming a preacher of this gospel, then I would love if you could come and visit Fort Wayne, our campus. We'd love to show you around and show you what it is that we do.
Have you ever considered becoming a pastor? Contact Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana at 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155, or visit ctsfw.edu. Christ-centered, cross-focused, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Mount Zion Lutheran, Greenfield, Wisconsin, Pilgrim Lutheran, West Bend, Wisconsin, Messiah Lutheran, Lebanon, Illinois, Zion Lutheran, Accident, Maryland, Redeemer Lutheran, Jackson, Wyoming, Messiah Lutheran, Marysville, Washington, Trinity Lutheran, Millstadt, Illinois, Our Savior Lutheran, Houston, Texas, St. Matthew's Lutheran, Bon Terre, Missouri, Good Shepherd Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska, Hope Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri, Trinity Lutheran, Austin, Texas, Good Shepherd Lutheran, Collinsville, Illinois, Luther Memorial Chapel, Shorewood, Wisconsin, Christ Lutheran, Oak Park, Illinois, Bethany Lutheran, Naperville, Illinois, and Emmanuel Lutheran, Dearborn, Michigan. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. The Issues Etc. 300.